This is the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. It's Wednesday evening, April 29th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc. NYSE American AMY CEO discusses rare combination of grade and scale in Ambler District. Trilogy Metals Inc. CEO Tony Giardini discusses the company's progress in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. With near-term catalysts on the horizon, Trilogy is focused on de-risking its projects and positioning itself in the global supply landscape for critical minerals. The company's Arctic and Bornite projects offer a rare combination of grade and scale, setting Trilogy apart from its peers as global demand for copper rises.
HKTD's response to Hong Kong's export figures for March. Hong Kong's merchandise exports saw a significant year-on-year increase of 35.8% in March 2026, reaching HK$618.40 billion. The first quarter of 2026 also showed a robust growth of 32.0% in exports of goods, totaling HK$1,546.20 billion. Despite challenges like high energy prices from Middle East tensions, the Hong Kong Trade Development Council expects steady export performance, driven by global demand for electronic items and other goods essential to supply chains. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is advancing its Murdoch Mountain drill program in northeastern Nevada amid increasing fertilizer supply pressures. The company has started its 2026 exploration program after completing necessary wildlife and sage-grouse surveys. Additional drill pads are being prepared to further understand the phosphate zone's characteristics. With tightening global fertilizer supply, Nevada Organic Phosphate aims to cater to the U.S. South agricultural market, focusing on organic and regenerative farming sectors.
Mining news breaks. Fairchild Gold TSX-V FAR FECQB FCHDF Frankfurt Y4Y receives clearance to seek shareholder approval for Golden Arrow property acquisition. Fairchild Gold TSX-V FAR OTCQB FCH Y4Y has received clearance to seek shareholder approval for the Golden Arrow property acquisition. The company plans a special meeting on June 9, 2026 to discuss the transaction with Emergent Metals Corporation. The acquisition is subject to regulatory approvals and closing conditions, with completion expected in June 2026.
Network news breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc. acquires Mackenzie East Gold Project in Val-d'Or Mining District. LaFleur Minerals Inc. has acquired the Mackenzie East Gold Project in Quebec's Val-d'Or Mining District. The project, adjacent to the Mackenzie Break Gold Deposit, showcases anomalous gold mineralization. LaFleur plans systematic exploration for resource definition and potential mill feed. The acquisition involves $30,000 in cash and 175,000 common shares, pending exchange approval.
Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey links multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project. Chile. Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey linking multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project in Chile. The survey, completed by Expert Geophysics Services, Inc., identified conductivity and resistivity anomalies connected to mineralization from 2025 drilling. President and CEO Merlin Mar Johnson stated that the survey revealed plumbing architecture typical of world-class mineral systems in Chile, with large targets to be drilled soon.
Spring thaw reveals winter's hidden damage to Twin Cities' concrete floors. Spring temperatures in the Twin Cities are revealing winter damage to concrete floors. ITR Concrete Technologies owner Nick Winsher warns property owners of potential issues like cracks and moisture damage. With an average of 42 freeze-thaw cycles per year in the Great Lakes region, now is the time for assessments to prevent costly structural problems. Visit atrfloors.com for more information.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group expands fleet sales pipeline following NAFA 2026 engagement. Massimo Group expands its fleet sales pipeline after strong engagement at NAFA 2026. Massimo, with growing interest in its HVH-equipped Sentinel Series UTVs and MVR Pro Series electric carts. The company notes increased RFP activity and ongoing discussions with public sector and enterprise customers, positioning its climate-controlled, utility-focused vehicles to meet demand for high-utilization, all-weather fleet solutions.
Defense news breaks. American Fusion Inc. expands government procurement services with initial Canadian defense order. American Fusion Inc. has expanded its government procurement services segment with an initial Canadian defense order. The company secured a purchase order for 253100A phase noise analyzer units valued at approximately $58,000 from Effective Acceleration Ventures Limited. This transaction marks a strategic step in building procurement capabilities within the Defense Inc. supply chain, showcasing future opportunities in government and defense-related sectors.
Anchor Resources increases its interest to 75% on Block 8 oil and gas license in Cambodia. Anchor Resources Corp. increases its ownership interest in the Block 8 oil and gas concession in Cambodia from 20% to 75%. The company's energy subsidiary, Enercam Exploration Limited, has entered into an agreement with 358,140 Alberta Limited to fund the drilling program and make a payment of $2 million. This deal benefits both companies, with Enercam Accor now holding a substantial 75% interest in the concession.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.